Welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Rob. Joining me is my friend Lou.
What's up?
What's up? Mike got stuck on his electric pedal bike and ran out of batteries, and he didn't know how to get home. So it's just going to be us two today. We like to start off each week with the podcast with the icebreaker type thing. So Lou has some would you rathers. Love for you guys to play along, so go ahead and put what you would choose in the comments. But Lou, what do you got for us?
Okay, first one. Would you rather eat 10 gallons of cookie dough or 10 gallons of ice cream?
Is the cookie dough, does it have eggs in? Is there any risk of salmonella?
No risk in this special cookie dough. But it doesn't taste like baked cookie dough. Like, it tastes like the real good stuff.
Okay. Am I stuck to one flavor of each?
Let's say no. You get any flavors. It's all about the consistency, pretty much.
I think I would go ice cream. Just I think the consistency and the texture of cookie dough would get old after a while.
For sure.
How about yourself?
For sure. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go cookie dough. I think I would want a little bit of bite, a little bit of chew to my food.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, the whole idea of ice cream melting. Eating something cold, 10 gallons of cold.
I'm sure you got a freezer. I mean, you wouldn't want room temperature cookie dough.
I mean, or would you?
I feel like it would make it easier.
Yeah, it would make it easier. All right. Would you rather have a rhino-sized hamster or a hamster-sized rhino?
So that's a tough one. I feel like I don't want the rhino because it's gonna be destructive even at that size. You know, I just feeling it's gonna be like stubbing your toe all the time, just charging you.
Yeah.
I don't want a giant hamster either. So it's
probably try to eat you.
It's true. Hamsters are really dumb. Okay, I'm gonna say a hamster-sized rhino.
Did you own a hamster growing up?
I've had multiple hamsters, yeah, and mice. It's pets. We had some critters. And rabbits, you know, we had them all. It's a little farm. Not really, though. Farm in the suburbs of Detroit, you know.
Would you rather eat your food way too hot, always way too hot, or always way too cold?
Well, first off, which would you want, a rhino or a hamster?
I'm going to go small. I'm going to go rhino.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to, yeah. I don't think I could do that size. It's too big. Maybe I could sell it. Then I'd feel kind of bad.
I would go with cold because you're not going to burn your mouth that way, you know. Just ruin your taste buds.
Cold. Always too cold. It's kind of wild. I guess it becomes a safety issue. These things always seem more fun in my head, and then I talk them out, and I go, damn, this isn't very fun. Last one, bottom of the ocean or the tallest mountain? Just a visit.
Tallest mountain. I'll go to Everest. Mountain. I don't, you know, we don't even know what's in the deepest parts of the ocean. I don't want to be the one to find out. And it's all dark.
Either.
Light doesn't even get down that far, so you wouldn't really be able to see much, but you're on Mount Everest, you know. I feel like that's it's just better all around for the most part.
Sounds good. Me too.
All right. So this week, this was brought up. The whole topic was brought up by the fact that the U.S. is no longer going to be minting pennies, I think, after a year or two. So I just wanted to know, what are three things that just people, either young people now or in the near future, just won't understand from our childhood? And I will say, it's not like we're old. We were born in the 90s, so we're a certified unk, but, you know, we're not that old. But, Lou, I guess I start off. I don't know why I was passing it to you. One thing for me, and you can go either good or bad with your list. I have a little mixture of both. But gotcha. My number three is video games, which there's a whole bunch of video games because it's such an evolving market and, you know, just industry. But back in the day, games were shipped as is in a finished state or no, and there's really no, besides like computer games, no DLC or expansions. So if something, there's some big bug they had to change, it would only be for the game super profitable, because then they would have to do a whole nother, like, you know, they have to make it and do whole other cartridges and all that. So the best example I have is The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. If you had a gold cartridge, that was the original one that came at launch, but any of the gray ones are different updates they had along the way that they made slight changes to. But for the most part, you got what you got.
I don't ever remember a game being unplayable.
Do you play Superman 64?
Yes, that's true. I did not. No, but I have heard that it was one of those.
So bad.
It is really bad. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry, go for it.
I was just saying, and I feel like it's more of just that it feels like nowadays we're getting half-baked games. Like, oh, we'll add it later. You know, we just got the basic. It was definitely like the 360 PS3 era, I feel like, the best, where you still got most of those full games, but then they could patch in bugs or, you know, add DLC or stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, probably, you know, whatever I have to say has been said millions of times with the situation, but I don't know, I think it's cool to add to something, but if your game isn't playable at launch and you get pre-orders, I think that's just, like, super shady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's no problem with adding the thing, you know, like, or, I don't, yeah, it's not, it doesn't bother me any. I remember the only game that I've ever bought the day of, though, is Elden Ring, and that was playable at launch.
Really, like, ever? That was the only one bought the day of?
I am very skeptical with video games. I think I've said on the podcast multiple times, I am super hard on video games.
Yeah.
And I wait till reviews get in, and I take my time.
That's the smart way to do it. I used to be, you know, all about pre-ordering things like that, but I've been burned too many times. Most recent example was Starfield. So even with, like, Elder Scrolls 6, I don't plan on pre-ordering it. Wait till reviews get out. But yeah, I think, and it's not really adding. I just think, you know, the finished state as it is, and there's not really any changes. It's more like nowadays you just don't get that.
Yeah, for sure. I am interested in Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, that I'm skeptical. We'll see.
I'm very skeptical, but I don't know. Was it Starfield? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it was absolute garbage, but then they came out with Oblivion remake.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know.
It was a different studio, though. It was Virtuoso who did the remake and just basically put a new color paint on Oblivion, which came out in 2006, so.
Yeah. Well, never mind then.
No. But I think, one last thing that the tangent is, I think with all the hype and love that the Oblivion remaster is getting, hopefully they'll keep on leaning into those RPG mechanics that made, like, old Elder Scrolls games great.
Yeah.
Because Bethesda's kind of moved away from that. But what's your number three, Lou?
My number three is kind of in the same mindset. Slow internet. I even remember being in high school and waiting for YouTube videos to buffer.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was only a little over 10, you know, a little bit over 15 years ago. Just waiting and waiting and waiting for a YouTube video to buffer is absolutely crazy.
Play the first 4 seconds and then pause it or whatever.
And then pause it? Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm very grateful that pretty much everything is fast. I remember my wife lived super far up north, and we just didn't have signal for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, in the past couple of years, I've been able to get some cell service. And most of it's woods, so I'm very happy that I can call if something happens.
So when you hit a bear, you know, you have someone to call.
So when you hit a bear, you have somebody to call. Different scenario, but I did hit a bear.
Did they have cell service when you hit the bear, or no?
I did not have cell service.
Okay.
My buddy who lived up north, he did.
Okay.
But yeah, that was the first thing I noticed after I got out of a smoking car, that I had no service, and I was in the middle of the woods. But shout out to the police department in that area.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
they skinned that thing alive.
Sorry. No, you're good. Do you pay for, like, pretty good internet now, or do you like, you know, 10 or 20 megabytes? I don't even know what, like, the standard is.
I don't know what the standard, I always go above the minimum. My big thing is that all the internet places are always beefing with each other. And so once every couple of years, I'll have a person who knocks on my door and say, I can give you cheap internet if it's Comcast or if it's Xfinity or Well, that might be Comcast, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm a internet hopper because I always get the best deals that way.
I mean, hey, that's the smart thing to do. Sadly, since I'm in a more rural area, I only have one provider, so I'm kind of screwed with them.
And they're gonna upcharge you because there's only one.
Yeah, but my wife and I are definitely I got spoiled with high internet, like fast internet at school, and I'm like, yeah, that's one thing. Once I got a real job, I'm not gonna, you know. I'm gonna spend for that. But I remember it took my mom forever. We had just had like a 3 megabyte download for the longest time. The one like it was big news when we got 6 megabytes and all that stuff. But now I'm like with games being 60 gigabytes now, I'm just like, oh my goodness, that would have taken hours to get, you know.
Yeah, it'd be insane. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have dial up?
I think I had dial up way back in the day, but I wasn't really allowed on the internet like that. Mm-hmm. So. When I think we did have dial-up. I do remember when we got Comcast, like the channels, like the cable.
Mm-hmm. You get that silver remote that everyone had?
Yeah, yeah. I remember getting that and being like, oh, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember having dial-up.
Yeah. I think, for the most part, I think around probably middle school, is when my mom finally switched over to, I think, 18 or whatever. The wire, we had Wi-Fi, but yeah, I remember trying to play RuneScape on dial-up, and then my mom would pick up the phone when I was grinding. I'm like, oh my goodness, it was all that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Number twos. So easy, kind of a segue. I should just went into it. One thing, dial-up requires a landline, and landlines are, for all intents and purposes, dead, I think. Maybe some of, I want to say grandparents, but I feel like grandparents are the only people that still have their landlines for the most part, and it's just weird. I think this is a good and a bad thing, just with the progress of technology. It's good because, you know, hey, it's nice to have a cell phone and be able to take it anywhere with you and not just be tied to one phone. But it's also bad because this is, like, the first time in history where, for, like, first world countries, and especially America, you're basically expected to be able to be contacted 24 hours a day. And, like, back in the day with your landline, you weren't there. It's like, oh, then maybe they're out, you know, they'll call back tomorrow or whatever. But for the most part, like, now it's like, I need to get a hold of Lou. I'm messaging him, calling him, be like, hey, man, like, you're just kind of, it's the expectation. So I think it's good and bad. I think in the long run, it probably is worse for our mental state, you know, with all this. But I definitely see why the progression of it was good.
Yeah, I remember this comedian being like, back in the day, when your dad went to work, you just had to wait to see if he was alive to come. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
there was no contacting him. You didn't call his work. It's mm-hmm. his work. You just wait till dad comes back. Like, he's pretty much dead until, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's just like, you don't know.
You don't know, yeah. So.
Yeah. Did you ever have a landline? I'm sure you did. I mean.
We for sure had a landline. My family had house phones for the longest time, mm-hmm. even after we all had cell phones. I don't understand why. I think that there was like a deal situation going on, mm-hmm. where if we kept the house phone, we end up getting better, cheaper internet, or
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
yeah, there'd be a lot of bundles there.
Yeah. But yeah, we've had house phones for a long time.
Yeah. Remember the first time we got a wireless landline? Oh my, I thought it was so fancy.
Yeah, I wasn't really, like, calling friends or girls, so I didn't really have to worry about, you know, the classic, you know, get off the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called, like, a few people. For the most part, yeah, it was just, like, nice to have. We had one where you could, like, speak or call the other phone that was, like, wireless. I had the downstairs, so my mom didn't have to yell at me as much. To get my attention, to, you know, it's like a walkie-talkie almost, but which is weird. Yeah. It's not like we lived in a big house, but, you know, just, hey, ease around the vocal cords. I feel like also a lot of people kept it around for, like, they'd give them, that'd be like their spam number. You know, just give them the landline.
Yeah.
Last thing I have is, how many phone numbers did you have to have memorized back in the day? Did you have, like, your parents' cell phones?
Yep, I remember my house phone, mom and dad. It's pretty much
mm-hmm.
those two.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I know my wife's phone number now, but it was like my home phone, my mom's cell phone, and then her pager, because she had that. Oh, pagers, there's something that's, you know.
There, yeah.
Bam.
That's old school.
Unless you're in the medical field, then pagers are still a way of life, I believe. I don't know. Comment down below if you're in the medical field. What's your number two, Lou?
My number two is... Oh, I wrote smoking sections.
Hey, that's my... I wish my objects sound effects. Objection! That is my number one.
That's your number one?
It is.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Yeah, after I mean, as a kid, it really didn't mean anything to me. And it wasn't really until I watched this TV show called Mad Men, where the cigarette companies, just how much just lying and deceitfulness and just pretending like it's a healthy thing. You know, like some people will argue that nicotine is healthy for you, but smoking, oh my gosh, it's so unhealthy for you. And just the fact that I would be enjoying my chicken nuggets and Deborah, and the next booth is just puffing clouds, was just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I think it's also a state-by-state basis. I kind of tried to look it up, but I think Michigan for sure made legislation around 2010, but it was definitely before, like, I feel like restaurants and stuff started phasing up before then. But yeah, I remember whenever my mom and I would go out with our cousin to eat, she's like, I always want the non-smoking section and as far away from the smoking section as possible. And
yeah.
Like that. And just wild to think that. I always wondered in college, like, what would have looked like 30, 40 years ago when all the people were smoking. You're just sitting in the back. You can't see, like, the board because it would be a haze of smoke or whatever. Like, that'd just be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I remember just, like, because my mom smoked all the time. I just remember, like, having, like, just smelling smoke constantly. Mm-hmm. Just having my clothes smell like smoke. It's a crazy experience.
Mm-hmm. Did not know that. And then it kind of came back with vapes, but I think thankfully they kind of clamped that for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I will get messed up over vapes, right? Like, is secondhand vaping a thing?
I don't know. I don't think.
Nothing ever.
I don't think. I think if it is, it's a lot smaller, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when, like, vapes were first getting big in the early teens. They're like, "Oh yeah, it's vaping. You know, you can smoke anywhere." It's like, "No, you're still ripping clouds, and I'm smelling your cherry pine cloud from cherry. Across the magic table."
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, what's your number one?
Oh, though this is gonna be very quick. We might have to do some honorable.
Hey,
mentions.
I got some honorable mentions.
That's good. My number one, I wanted to get a little more serious. I think mental health, back in the day, I think was treated like taboo to even talk about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a very, like, tough it out family. The whole grindstone, nose to the grindstone. I remember I was working for my dad cutting lawns. And we used to have these planks to get lawnmowers inside and outside the back of the bed of the truck. And as I was trying to get the lawnmower off the truck, the plank fell and smacked my foot real hard. And I was like, okay, that really sucks. I did, and then I put the plank up, and then the plank fell again. I just started crying because I was like, oh, this is absolutely ridiculous. And my dad was just like, you know, you just got to tough it out. I was like, I don't think... my toes, like, yeah. My toes feel broken.
They're shattered.
Yeah, like, it's not like a tough it out situation. I'm injured. Yeah, and just if even the idea of somebody going to therapy felt like, I don't know, it felt like you were going to, like, an insane asylum, that kind of thing, or talking about your feelings. But yeah, I'm very grateful that it isn't like that anymore. And being in middle school and talking about feelings isn't so taboo. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely made progress in that way. It's not like, oh, you have a small mental thing. We're going to throw you in the insane asylum. Because, I mean, long enough ago, 60, 70 years ago, that was literally what would happen. But yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. I do feel on the flip side, I was going to only be positive, but I can't help myself. On the flip side, like, gaslighting, I feel like, is more of a thing now. Or using like therapy talk to get your way, or to like be like, oh, I'm just this,
Use it
and
as
that's
an
okay.
excuse almost instead of.
I think that's very dangerous. To be aware of your problems but not change them, I think is arguably worse, but
Also,
yeah.
it's weird. It almost seems like at some point, and maybe it's just, brain rot, TikTok, and you like shorts and everything. But at sometimes it seems like people are like almost have like I gotta catch them all type thing, and they're like trying to say they have something when it's not been like diagnosed or anything, and they don't have any disclaimer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I think this is what I got, but they're like, no, I got all these things. I'm
Yeah.
like, do you though, or are you just
Yeah.
drinking too much coffee? What's the
Yeah. I think like self-diagnosis, I think, can be useful, maybe like as a tool to maybe push yourself to seeking help. But just because you get a little nervous around large crowds doesn't make you autistic. Is that insensitive? I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like our other co-hosts wouldn't have a problem
No. He would tell you just to tough it out, you know?
it.
What do you got for honorable mentions? Let's kind of go down
Honorable mentions,
memory
I
lane
put
here.
maps.
That's fair. The Atlas or even MapQuest.
Yep. I remember one time I was in Ohio for a football combine, and my grandmother took me for some reason. And my parents printed out a step by step as a MapQuest, yeah. Like printed out MapQuest for me and was like, okay, these are what you have to do to get there, and like just follow the way back. And so I was awake going down, but I was really tired, and my grandma said I could fall asleep. And then we ended up in Pennsylvania.
That's the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Oh, what, east to the
I was
north.
like, and we were like in the hood of Pennsylvania. And I was like, Grandma, what happened? And so we had to call them, and then they had to MapQuest. We had to give them an address, and then they had to MapQuest us, like walk us through it step by step on how to get home. It was insane.
Yeah, when my in-laws came up, they had like an atlas and everything, and I'm like, I haven't seen these atlases. You put in the back of the chair for the in the car. I'm like,
Yeah.
I haven't seen these in a long time. Great to have, just in case, but
For sure.
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
For mine, one of mine, I got split screen games or couch co-op, however you want to say it. I think it's kind of had a little bit of resurgence with some indie games, but for the most part, it's definitely a secondary thought instead of, a primary thing, because now they're like, oh, people just play online, and I kind of miss that. It's better where you can trash talk your friends in person. It doesn't feel quite as heartless.
For sure. Yeah. I didn't really have a lot of that growing up. I was being an only child for so long. But yeah. Having cousins like GoldenEye was always the big one. Yeah, for sure.
Smash
Very fun.
Bros. Or, things like that.
Yeah.
What's he got?
That's honestly about it.
All right.
Yeah, do you have another one?
One Becca said was getting news from like word of mouth. I think, like all the playground rumors that now, I'm sure they still spread, but it's a lot easier to verify that Mew is not underneath the truck, that type of thing. But back in the day, it was like, oh man, his cousin, whose dad works for Nintendo, said this and that. Well, I don't know. That seems like the truth.
Yeah, that's fair. One thing I thought of, just off the top of the dome, like bad video recording. I think when we were in high school, phones didn't have the best cameras, and just watching this like super pixelated like video of your friend, like,
240p,
yeah, jumping the gate because it was so cool. I don't know. There's a charm to it, I think. Something that I've missed. There's sometimes I go on Facebook and I go on my memories and I see those videos.
Yeah,
It's fun.
I remember back in the day when I first started YouTube, I was one of those awful where I'm recording the TV as I'm playing. It was so bad because it wasn't readily available, and like getting a HDPVR was like $100, which, for someone with no income, like it's impossible.
It's
That's
all.
my birthday gift, but like, this is how I'm
Yeah.
going to make it big on YouTube, was recording the TV. It was so bad. Audio was just, like muffled and everything, and oh my
Yeah.
gosh. I got one. Family computers. Like, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
There's one that
for
the
sure.
whole family uses. It's just.
Yeah.
I'm okay with.
Definitely have gotten in trouble before I knew what a search history
mm-hmm.
was on those family computers, I will say.
Yeah. Pros and cons. Like,
looked up some things I shouldn't know if I will.
Looking up cheat codes for video games, Lou? How dare you?
Exactly. Oh, cheat codes, right? Grand Theft
cheat
Auto?
Code, yep. I think they still have some. But for the most part, yeah, it's not a thing.
Well, having the family computer, you had to, like, go downstairs, look it up, write it all down.
Yeah, you got the notepad next to it, yeah.
I had the notepad, and so I had to write all the cheat codes down.
And half time,
and then
didn't
run
work.
Back upstairs to put them in, and then you would misspell it. And you'd be like, why isn't this working?
Go back down to cheatcodes.com or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got texting with a number pad, you know, before every phone had a keyboard or something.
Yeah, okay. I never had one, but.
So, wow. Lucky you. You have the one that flipped up, you know, that had the keyboard
I
on it?
I just didn't have a phone until, like, my junior year.
Dang. That's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do it, but I had one out of necessity, just so my mom could
yeah.
get a hold of me, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was just, like, all my friends had phones, so I was like, why do I need a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Just avoiding. And honestly, it was just avoiding responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I also got cursive. I remember in high school, sometime in secondary education, my English teacher was like, oh, you're going to have to write all your college papers in cursive and everything. They won't accept print. No, they were all typed digitally on the computer.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, did he even do that in college? You know, like.
I'm sure she did. She was, like, in her 50s, 60s.
Okay, then maybe, yeah. But good. Like, she read it on scrolls?
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Parchment sent through pigeon to the professor.
What are we doing here? Yeah. So much extra work.
Yeah, what are they? Because they don't teach that anymore. What do they put out with coding or something? I don't know. Would they fill the time in?
I don't know. But now every kid, like, I was in an elementary school recently, legally. Just by the way,
for a job,
and they all had computers, like mm-hmm. kindergartners.
Yeah, aren't a lot of them tablets? For the most part.
Some could be tablets for sure, okay. But all of them they were like Chromebooks.
Good for them. Cause,
yeah,
I remember I was talking to Drew, who's been on here, and like I've just heard other like all anecdotal things online, but there's like there's this thing where like. Late Gen Xers to basically early Gen Zers, like, we all grew up with the computer, and we have, like, some, for the most part, some general knowledge of, like, how the new, like, use a computer, mouse, and keyboard, and all that. But a lot of younger kids are growing up on tablets, so, like, they don't really know how to use a mouse and keyboard all that well, because they're just so used to the tapping, and I'm like, wow, that is, it's like, it's either our parents are calling because they don't know how to use a computer, or, like, the kids are like, how do we use this? I'm like, man, when I was your age, I would have loved to figure that stuff out, and just... Very different with how technology went.
Yeah. Did you have a computer class in elementary school?
I think maybe we did in elementary school.
Yeah. I had a computer class.
Mm-hmm.
We had to, like, memorize the keyboard and write it out. Like,
oh. I didn't.
Terrible.
I don't have to do that. I think we definitely had to, like, do typing classes in middle school.
Yeah.
That was part of it, which I'm actually glad that we had to do. Like, it's a valuable skill to have.
It is. Yeah, I don't want to be the guy. Two finger it, yeah. For sure.
Then I got movie/game rentals. I remember my mom and I would always go to the Family Video. It was closer than any Blockbuster or anything. On Friday night, I'd get one of their free like kids cartoon VHSs, and maybe if I was lucky, got the rent a game for my N64 or PlayStation. And that was like the thrill of getting this new game. It's like I only have the weekend to beat it. And sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't do much of that. I think we had, yeah, my family was really big into buying DVDs. Mm-hmm. So we had hundreds of DVDs growing up. Nice. Yeah. Were
you guys pretty quick on the DVD train?
I think so. I guess mm-hmm. I really don't know for sure. I remember VHSs growing up as a child. Yeah, I think so. I think we were fairly quick. And then the PlayStation 2 mm-hmm. did Blu-ray.
And that was DVDs, yeah. PS3 was the Blu-ray.
Oh, PS3 was the Blu-ray, yeah. Yes. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember they're like, man, PS3 is like $100 more than a Blu-ray player. Why wouldn't I just get a PS3? Last one I got is Flash games. Do you know, go to Newgrounds or, you know, nextlevel.com, nextlevelgames.com, and you don't see that anymore because I got rid of Flash Player. And that's one thing I loved, all these crappy, like, hand-drawn, super pixelated things, but, you know, they would just get really addicting. Addictinggames.com was one of them, but I just loved those games, and it was always fun to try to get around the school blockers for all the gaming websites, but we got around them anyways, but it's always a fun little puzzle to try to crack.
There was a zombie game that I absolutely loved growing up. Mm-hmm. Cannot remember what it's called. I'm trying to look it up right now.
And there were just some of the most unhinged things. There's this one where, like, you're playing as a president and the White House is under attack, so it's like a on-rail shooter, but it's like, this is the wildest, most degenerative thing, like, ever. It's just, the internet was still a wild place, but definitely a Wild West back in those days.
For sure. The game was called The Last Stand.
I feel like I've heard
absolutely
of it.
Loved this game growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much Plants vs. Zombies, but just zombies. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There was one I loved. It, like, it was, I think it was kind of like Plants vs. Zombies, but, like, you start as, like, a caveman, and then you, like, level up or go through all the ages, so you're, like, a cyborg and everything. That was a great game. Don't remember exactly what it was called, though.
Remember the hobo game? You ever play that one?
Which one's the hobo game?
You're a hobo fighting other hobos?
I don't think so.
It's super inappropriate.
I remember there's the exploding kitten ones where you shot a kitten out of the cannon and it's like bouncy, try to jump over spikes and everything. There's some wild stuff.
Yeah, it was called Hobo. Crazy Games is still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's go check them out. Just remember a few years ago they got rid of Flash Player, so I wonder what they're doing now.
Yeah, I'm playing hobo right now.
I guess one other thing is like it would have been like I've my goodness, like iPod Touch games without ads, like for a while. That was that was a great time. Don't see that anymore.
Yeah, I do not remember. Yeah, I didn't really play any of those games back in the day.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let us know what are things that you feel like we've moved on from, whether for better or for worse. Let us know down in the comments. Lou, I think it's you next week. Do you know what we're talking about?
Ooh, I thought it was Mike next week. Let's do top three decisions, bad decisions you almost made.
Ooh. That'll be interesting. I'm going to think about that one. But
there you go.
If you guys enjoyed this podcast, I know it's a little shorter, let us know. Leave a like, comment, subscribe. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, also be sure to check the comments down below. We got people chatting over there. But other than that, thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next time. Peace.
Adios.